Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Is wide receiver a possibility for the Houston Texans? Could they be drafting a wide receiver at 42? If you look at the depth at wide receiver, just for the upcoming season, you might say that that's crazy. But is there a scenario for you where at 42, whether it's someone sliding, whatever, is there a scenario for you where drafting a wide receiver would make sense for the Texans?
Not just a scenario. I just think that flat out, it does make sense. And it's not, for me, it has just as much to do about the supply, the field, you know, what's going to actually be there as it does the demand. Like, the demand is underrated, and you just illustrated it. Like, they've got receivers, 1 through 3. Hell, yeah, I'd even say 1 through 4. If you want to throw Noah Brown in there as your fourth receiver, I think that's strong. I feel like that can rival any other in the league if it's not the best. Maybe it is. But you got to keep in mind that Noah Brown, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, all of these guys are short-timers for now. Until you hear about an extension or something else develops, they are on this team just for this year. So what's the long-term play? How do you plan around or for their potential departures? And it's a lot of dudes that's going to be available to you that I think are reasonable to pick at 42. You can talk about all the other needs around the team, but this is probably an underrated need and an obvious issue here of supply. There's just so many receivers here for you to pick from.
I think if we just look at what's going on in the league and what happens in the league, it seems like every other year there seems to be a urgent / proactive attempt to not pay wide receivers top dollar. Like every year you see, like that's where you see guys become elite, and then all of a sudden, as soon as they're getting paid, they're gone. They get traded. We've heard the Tyreek Hill example, Devontae Adams. There's talk about Jefferson and Lamb now, and there's theories that you just can't pay both of them. There's also like an influx of talent at wide receiver because teams are throwing the ball more. It's a position where it's not like running back where you're using maybe one or two a game in a perfect world. I mean, there's games where four wide receivers are making significant plays that help you win games. And when you factor in injuries and you push them up the depth chart, it just kind of increases. So I don't think the as much as I – like if you just told me that the world was going to end as soon as the Texans season ended this year, if you told me that just this is the last year of football ever, maybe you could convince me to eliminate the possibility of drafting a wide receiver. But given the fact that we don't believe that to be the case, given the fact that that's where we're at, I don't think you can ever, and I don't think you should ever, eliminate the possibility of drafting a wide receiver, especially if, let's say, a Ladd McConkey, Adonai Mitchell, some people like Xavier Worthy. I'm not as high on him, but if he falls to 42, then you definitely got to consider that. I don't think with how the NFL is and with what teams are doing, I don't think you should ever. There's some positions you can eliminate, but I don't think you should ever eliminate the possibility of drafting a wide receiver in today's NFL.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I would also point out the specific and very, like, special scenario that the Texans have right now on having not just a quarterback on a rookie deal, quarterback that you haven't paid yet, but a quarterback you legit believe in, like a quarterback you legit believe is already either elite or has elite traits, the ability to become elite. However you stand on C.J. Stroud, it's a damn positive feeling. So it's like, what has been a lot of the narrative and discussion that we've had throughout this offseason, whether it be free agency or the draft? Hey, let's lean into building around these cornerstone players who are still relatively cheap compared to how productive they are. On the defensive side, with Will Anderson, we talked about that. Hey, man, let's get as many ballers around Will Anderson as you possibly can, especially while you don't have to pay him top dollar yet. And C.J. Stroud to, like, an even greater degree. It's like, hey, why not, while you're in a position to do so, before you have to do the thing that you know you're going to have to do, why not load up on weapons? Like, it to me, it's just an obvious play. You've got this dude who is, you know, a surgeon back there in the pocket. Why would you want to limit what kind of weapons you got? And then you also got to be thinking toward the future.
Yeah, and wide receivers just, I mean, heck, if you find someone like Tank Dell next year, maybe you let Nico walk. I'm not saying that's ideal, but if you find someone that performs at that level, and let's say he fills in nicely for Nico, maybe you let him walk, and maybe you have a cheap wide receiver. I just don't think, of all the positions, that's not the position that you ever eliminate wide receiver. It's always got to be somewhat of a possibility. And I think there's some scenarios in which could very well happen. Wouldn't quite sleep on it.
But even if you pay Nico, let's say you don't let Nico walk, you pay Nico. Are you going to pay Stephon Diggs again? Like, you're probably going to let at least one of those dudes walk, and then you're back to the same exact scenario next year as you were. Then now you could say, hey, we'll just draft a wide receiver next year, but why not already have one in-house, especially with this surplus of dudes that, you know, that really fit for you, that could probably fit for you. Like, to me, you got to think of both of it. Hey, I could lose one or both of these guys, Nico and Stephon Diggs, and then what are we talking about? So, like, to me, it's just as much about, hey, what if I let Nico walk? What if I let Stephon Diggs walk? Are we comfortable with just saying, hey, and obviously Noah Brown's going to be a free agent. Are we comfortable with just saying, hey, Nico and Tank got this? Or would you rather have some young talent? You got to think toward the future, man. This is a bigger play. I mean, this can help you this year and in the future. Whereas these other guys we're talking about are only guaranteed to you now.
Got to be proactive, for sure. I also wonder if perhaps the biggest move that the Texans could make, Landry Locker, B. Scott, Figgy Fig with you, could actually be after the draft. And once things kind of get shaped up, if we see the Texans revisit this safety market, and maybe then they go look at a Justin Simmons. After the draft is shaped up, when less teams need safeties, maybe we see the Texans kind of revisit that market after the fact. You see if there's a safety that's there that you like. If not, maybe you get back in that market. I could easily see a scenario where that happens, where they're back in the safety market, but you want to wait till after the draft before you make that move.
Yeah, which basically means, and this isn't exactly what you said, but that basically means you're already in the safety market. If you've got an eye toward it in the future, and, hey, maybe it says something to you that a player of Justin Simmons' caliber, for example, has not been signed, you know, since he was released. Like, maybe that's exactly the sweet spot, the right time to pull the plug on that or pull the trigger on that. And we can't ignore, we talked about this yesterday, I don't think we can ignore the question marks that you got at safety. You know, like Jimmy Ward, closer to our age than he is the rookies that's coming in. You know, Jalen Petrie, we talked about that. So, yeah, no, I think that it's an obvious need, an obvious upgrade. I'm honestly shocked that they hadn't brought in Justin Simmons already. So I'll be looking for that.
Yeah, I think it's something to keep an eye on. I know Mark Schlereth talked to Sean about it, and they threw it out there. Nick Caserio speaking at 11. Coming up next, AFC South's most awkward reporter was in rare form yesterday. And it got me thinking, what are the scenarios in which something like this happens locally? We're going to get real messy here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.